Blog Talk Radio.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've got another day. I've got a lot to say. Put them together. He's been good. His my bottom line.
one of you. You cannot tell, my God, like I could tell it, how God been good to me. That's a true story. Somebody on here did testify that. You know what? No one can tell it like I just want you to come on, press on with us, because God has been good. Come on, somebody, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. You can only one can tell you how God done delivered you. You can one, the only one can tell, my God, how God done heal you. Set you free. Amen. When you take a look back on your life and see where He done brought you from, I'm telling you, no one can tell it like you can tell it. Amen. My God Almighty, how good God being good to you. My God Almighty, you know one thing that I know about the naysayers. The naysayers want to talk about all the things that they don't like about you. They want to talk about all the things that they see wrong with you, all the flaws that they got, that you got going on. My God Almighty, you need to go ahead and write your naysayers a tweet or send them a message. Say, listen, for you won't run out of anything to say about me. My God Almighty, let me give you a dialogue how good God been to me. Because how God been good to me, my God Almighty, outweighs the little things that I've been going through, outweighs the trials I've been going through, outweighs walking through the wilderness. You can't tell it like I can tell it how God. I tell you what, let me go ahead and send you a resume, a MO. Let me go ahead and send you an email to let you know something, that if you want to talk about me, my God, and you want, you don't want to keep repeating yourself, well, let me tell you how God done heal. Let me tell you how God done deliver. Let me tell you how God done set somebody. Come on and just praise God with me.
Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you?
The devil thought he hacked you, but all you could say, hey, hey. He thought he had your mind going crazy, but all you could say, hey, hey. At the end of the day, God been good. Amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. If that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you, that's you. Amen. You might as well just raise up and just thank God, my God Almighty. Even I enter our international waters. Amen. All across, my God, the world. No one could tell it like you could tell it. So in other words, my God Almighty, when you start looking down upon your life and start looking down on your situation, you need to tell yourself at the end of the day, God's been too good, my God, to me. And you need to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you can't tell it like I can tell it, how God has been good. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and pray.
The witness, my God, so you might as well go ahead and clap your hands and praise God this morning, because at the end of the day, God been good. Amen. Is there anybody out there that could think of the goodness of the Lord? I'm talking about personal. I'm talking about in your life. I'm talking about in your walk. What I'm talking about, my God Almighty, let's remove the naysayers out the way. I'm talking about you had to overcome your mind battles. You had to overcome, my God, thinking that things ain't going to work out, thinking that this going to be in. Things are collapsing. Things is going, my God Almighty, going left. It's going right. I'm talking about the struggles that you had to overcome within yourself. And all you can say, when I take a look back on my life and I see what God has done, I'm telling you right now, no one can tell it, amen, like you could tell. No one can tell it when you was ready to give up. No one can tell it, my God Almighty, you didn't know how things gonna pan out. No one can tell it you were struggling with doubt, unbelief. You ain't know what God gonna do. You ain't believe God gonna show up. You don't know how He gonna work this situation out. No one can tell it. But when you take a look back on your life, ow, Jesus, I feel like... tell my testimony. Sit down. You can't tell how God, just sit down. You're messing it up. You just messing it up. Because how God been, see, you don't have the feeling like I have. You don't have my God Almighty. You can't tap into with the emotions like I could tap into. Because when you don't went through the fire and you went through the rain, you didn't know how you're going to come out, how you're going to see your way out, then God don't brought you through. It's only you got. It's only you could cherish that feeling. It's only you could cherish what that means to you. Somebody could rejoice with you, but they will never feel what you feel. If you know what I'm talking about this morning, I tell you and I challenge you, go ahead in 30 seconds. Get here. Crazy, they just got that girl. She just got an attitude. They just acting funny. I told you, child, ain't things going to work out over there, amen. I told you, got judgment over there. God don't like ugly. I told you they ain't right. I told you they gonna be going through. I told you they going on that. But you don't forgot how God done healed me. You don't forgot how God done blessed me. You don't forgot, my God Almighty, that all the yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall and I will not. It might look like, my God, I'm surrounded with a bunch of stuff. It may look like I'm surrounded with a whole bunch of negativity, but the Bible declares, I shall not feel no ill. Oh, Jesus, my God. 30 Listen, we just want to thank God and give him the glory. Come on, somebody. And we just want to bless his holy name. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, no one could tell it like you could tell it how good God been good to you. I'm talking to some blessed folks this morning. I don't know about you. I just want to deal with some blessed people. I don't got time. I don't have that much. I don't have the energy, my God Almighty, that to put on trying to convince people that look around you how blessed your life is. All you have to do is just submit to it and go along with it. Amen. I don't have the energy. I just want to celebrate with some blessed people, celebrate with individual at the end of the day. Although I don't went through the storm, the rain. Matter of fact, you go ahead and put the storm and the rain to the side. I don't been through some typhoons. I don't been through some hurricane. I don't been through some tornadoes, some tsunamis. I don't been through some all that kind of stuff. My God Almighty, but at the end of the day, we just want to continue to give God the praise. I'm telling you right now, my God, if you don't have a relationship with God by now, I don't know what to say other than you need to go ahead and get one. Amen. Because at the end of the day, it's things in this life, things you're going to go through. Amen. You can't do anything but call on the name of the Lord. And once you get that relationship, you got to trust him. Amen. You got to stop trying to have all the sense, all the know-how. I know what I'm doing here. I know that you got to trust God. And I mean trusting God, not only things that you hear or you claim you hear, but trust God that people he put in your life, things that individuals that he connect you with, amen, to help challenge your life to come to the place, my God Almighty, where you so desire for it can be, amen. God is good, saints of God, his mercy always endureth forever. I just want to continue to lift his name and lift him up, because my God Almighty, if you ever think of the goodness, my God, whenever you get into the rough patches, rough times, I want you to think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he done, I'm telling you, for you. And once you begin to recollect on that, you'll realize that nothing that I'm going through now outweighs how God done been there for me. Come on, somebody. That's a quick point all by itself. Amen. Listen, let's go ahead and bring our very own mother, Helen, in to give us our awesome Southern welcome here in the United States of America. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of our pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, our leading lady, queen of the house, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family. We welcome our international listeners, local listeners. We welcome you. And as I always say, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say you are so very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Mother. It's always, always a privilege, my God Almighty. You've given us a shout-out. I'm telling you, it's always a privilege. Amen. Listen, saints of God, we want to just continue, my God Almighty, walking into the things of the Lord. We want to continue, my God, to walk into the graces, my God, of God. I'm telling you right now, my God, there's nothing that you're going through. It is too hard for the Lord. It's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. But it can be, my God, a hump in a hard situation for us. Amen. It can be almost a situation to where it looks impossible, even feel impossible. But I want to let you know, my God Almighty, when I look towards the hill, which cometh my help. Y'all come on, somebody. And my help cometh for the Lord. Amen. We just want to continue to bless Lord and continue to lift him up, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, everything in the world could forsake you. Amen. My God. But I thank God that he will never leave you, nor he will not forsake you. Amen. It is good. It is a blessing. And we just want to continue to bless his holy name. Listen, let's jump right into this announcement. So I'm going to give the first lady. God bless you.
God bless you. Hope all is well. Thank you all for joining us this morning. I have a few announcements, some very special birthdays to acknowledge. First and foremost, I want to give a birthday shout-out to our very own Deacon Joe. Happy birthday, sir. We know that tomorrow is your special day, and we thank the Lord for you. And we want you to continue to stay encouraged, and it does matter that you were born, and we miss you so very much. So tomorrow we will be giving you your birthday shout-out. Again, happy birthday to Deacon Joe. And, oh God. Okay, and we have a couple of other birthdays coming up. We have our very own mother, Joanne Weems. Her birthday is coming up on October the 7th. So happy birthday to you in advance. But we'll make sure that we will acknowledge you once in the next couple of weeks. I'm sorry, next couple of days. And our very own ADM Youth Ministry, we have a birthday coming up this week. Our very own Quan Adia, his birthday is coming up on October the 9th. Happy birthday to you in advance. We miss you all so very much. Want you to continue to stay encouraged. And, oh, one more. Samaria Booker, her birthday is coming up on October the 8th. Happy birthday to you, young lady. And we are so excited that you graduated, and hoping that you're doing great things. Keep in touch with all of us so that we'll know the great things that you're doing. So again, all of our ADM youth, continue to keep going, keep pushing, stay safe. We know that we're still practicing, we're still in a pandemic, and we're still practicing social distancing, especially in school. So we want you all to just continue to stay encouraged and take one day at a time. And I also want to give a very special anniversary shout out to our agency that belongs to everybody that's associated with myself and Apostle Little Debbie Second Chance Home. We will be celebrating our 15-year anniversary on October the 6th. So we want to thank everybody that personally sold to that ministry every day. Sister Deshaun, Evangelist Nita, Minister Monica, I hate to mention anybody, but just everybody. I forgot. Please charge it to my head and my heart. I just thank you all. And again, to stay encouraged, just know that God loves you, and he never ends on a negative. So I don't care how it looks like today. If it's not a positive, it's not over. So just to take it or and just let him take the will and just let him take control of everything. back over to the apostles. But just know, happy birthday to everyone. And again, happy birthday, Little Debbie. Happy anniversary, Little Debbie Second Chance Home. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Listen, first lady, y'all know my God Almighty is just also this month, my God, where we also celebrating 1 year of Flavor Barbecue. Amen. That at the end of the day, things begin to move on off the property that God declared. I'm telling you all, my goodness, what a journey, what a ride, and I'm telling you, fulfill everything and plus more. I got to put on there plus more that he said he's going to do in that area as well. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to obey God. It's a blessing to obey God, and it's also a blessing to where you begin to get taught and you get teaching. My God, to where these prophecies and these different things that God says, it could come to pass and manifest, amen? Other than it, you begin to put the legwork and put foundation in, but things do not manifest, amen? My God, it's strategy to these things, amen? It's teaching to these things, but we just nevertheless thank God that he's thinking about us, and he's constantly, my God, caring about us, amen? Listen, all this month, listen, we're going to be doing so much of empowerment. We're going to be doing so much of regulating our spirits, amen. Starting on tomorrow, we're going to start just consecration, amen. I want to start a week consecration before we really start getting into fasting and getting into different things. Some of you all probably have not fasted in a while, amen. So you don't want to go into something to where I don't want to set no one up for failure. So let's begin to pull back and go into consecration, start getting into your personal time of prayer a little bit more, amen. Pull back on different things where you can begin to get the spirit regulate, amen. And with that being said, amen, this month we're going to refrain from our Monday through Friday broadcast. Friday broadcast at 7 a.m., amen. And we're going to keep our partners and listeners up to date and in tune the same way. We're going to be up to tune and protect the things that is going on, so we're not going to leave you out. For those that listening, especially be a part of that morning broadcast, and I want you to begin to do the same thing. Begin to pull back. Begin to start creating yourself. Create your spirit. Amen. But we can begin to get ready to go to the back and get our spirits regulated. Amen. Get us solid and rooted. Amen. Some of us are shaky. Amen. But nevertheless, we just thank God, amen, that he will constantly bring balance in our life, because why? He loves us that much, amen. He loves you that much that he will constantly bring balance in your life, amen. So I just want to just share that with you and get that out there, amen. Just want to continue to thank God. We don't want to also forget, amen. We don't also want to forget, amen, of the different things that we really have going on, different agendas and different things that, you know, come plug in and also to be a part, amen. So we just want to continue to lift the Lord up and continue to lift God up, amen. And also, my God, it's always personal. It's just personal, amen. Because at the end of the day, your walk, your life, your relationship with God is personal, amen. My God, it's personal. It has something to do with you. It's about you. Your church ministry in here, we're just helping you to keep that plugged in, to keep that support, amen, for you to constantly stay plugged in. And also to give you things to help you for you to begin to pursue not only a spiritual solid life, but also a natural life, amen, for your natural life. That's it. But everything else, all the work has to do with who you. You the one has to put the work in. You the one has to apply. You the one has to do everything else, amen, live that structure and that disciplined life, amen. So we just want to continue to lift God up, and we just want to continue to bless his holy name, and we just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. Amen. I'm just so excited. No matter what, it doesn't matter if it's online or whatever. I'm just so excited. Listen, we're also going to get geared up, amen, for our virtual service. Amen. they behind the scenes trying to make sure Austin is switched up and behind the scenes trying to help some of our mothers and different ones, amen, with theirs. And by the time we got 100% that we know of, 100% that we know of, amen, then we're going to get ready to – we'll go ahead and go forward. But we just want to make sure everyone have the chance, amen, and different things that individuals need, they need help with. We want to make sure we provide that, and we want to make sure we have everyone, amen, 100% full-on participation, amen. So we're going to get geared up with that, amen. Just continue to be patient, amen, and we're going to continue to do what we have to do to bring the gospel, amen, to each and every one of you and continue to do our work, amen. Amen. Nevertheless, let's go ahead and give God the glory and get ready to move on. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and bring our very own, my God Almighty, this morning, our very own evangelist, my God, Nita, to bring forth the word this morning. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you, apostle, and all and everybody under the sound of my voice. Before we go further, I need to bring in a prayer. I got a little bit going on this morning, but I want to tell you this, but God, and we shall move forth because he is the source of my life. He is my strength, and he is my power. Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we ask you to allow me to decrease and you to increase, Father. Father, I want to bring to the table this morning, Lord, because I know you are a healer, Father God. I know that you are a deliverer, Father God. I want to bring to you my nephew, Mark Anthony Johnson, Father, as he lies in ICU. Now, I see you with COVID, Father, with a failed heart, Father. I know, Lord Jesus, that who you are, Father God, because you are in the miracle business right now, Father God. You are showing evidence of miracle signs and wonders, Father. So I trust you on this morning, Father God, as we move forth, Father God. Lord, I also, Father God, ask each and every person, Father God, that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, to clear their conscious, their subconscious, Father God. Remove anything, Lord Jesus, that's hindering them, any obstacles, any hurdles, Father God, that will prevent them from hearing the word of God, Father God. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for breath on this morning, Father God. I thank you for strength, Father God. I thank you for peace, Father God. I thank you that I trust you and you trust me as well, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for the downpouring of the word, Father God. And I pray, I decree and declare, Father God, that it will manifest and it will be a helpmate to each and every person on this phone, Father God. And if not, Father God, it's only just one, Lord Jesus. It's only just one, Father God, will just receive it, Lord Jesus. You will say, job well done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I got a couple of scriptures to share with you this morning. But the main one that I want to start with, and as we go on, the Holy Spirit will tell me how to title, if it needs a title, the word of God that's coming forth this morning. But one thing I want to say to you all is that to sit back and relax and allow God to enter in. An impartation needs to take place today. An intimacy needs to come in. We've got ABM, you've already learned what impartation is. It's allowing God to come in, allowing God to enter. So I want the first scripture that I would like to start out with this morning is Revelation 3:20. And Revelation 3:20 states, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. And I want to tell you that most people that when they hear this scripture, they thinking that God is talking to the sinner, the backslider, that Jesus was talking to the sinner or the backslider, but he was actually talking to the church members. And today, though, I want to just go a little bit wider. I want him to be talking to everybody because each and every last one of us with situations and circumstances come in our lives, and we take our focus off the sparrow. We take take our focus off of what God has for us and who he is in our life. So today we're just going to do a little reminder as to who God is in our life and how he is essential. It is unnecessary that he is and that we are a part of him, because I want to say to you, scripture says, it's not what evangelist Shanitha says, it's what scripture says, that without God we're nothing. And moving from there, I just wanted to pour that out there. I now want to go into some other things that we learned. I want to move over into John, and if you have your Bibles, turn with me. I want to go into John 15. It's such a deep scripture. And see, when Jesus was at that door knocking, he needed to remind some people that they needed to be connected to the vine. So he was doing a little bit of reminding and telling them to let me in. See, in order for us to let him in, we have to open the door. So you have to prepare a welcome package. You have to prepare a welcome package. And then that welcome package, when you open the door, you're letting God, you're doing a decree that, listen, without you, I'm nothing, but I'm ready. I'm ready for you. I'm ready to be connected to the vine. I'm ready to allow you to abide in me. I'm ready to let go of evangelist Shanitha and allow you to be my guide, to be my leader, to be my everything. And it is imperative, but in this date and time, it's an urgency. It's a 911. Situation that we, as everybody, no matter where you're at geographically, that we are connected to the vine. We are, I'm going to say it again, that we are connected to the vine. So if you can just give me a little bit of time, I want to read the scriptures from John 15:1 and up to 16. And if the Holy Spirit says go a little bit further, we'll go a little bit further. But there are certain scriptures that I want to point out in reference to this. So starting out in John, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation Bible, and it says, chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches to bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Some branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father would give you whatever you ask for using my name. Now, I want to say this. That was a long scripture to read, but it's necessary. It is necessary. First of all, let's talk about how do we get into the vine. How do we get into the vine, and how do we stay connected to the vine? A couple of years ago, we were given five components, and I'm so grateful for those components because I'm reminded daily to use them, and I'm going to, again, to remind you and to share them with you. And this is the one thing, and another thing in earlier in the year we talked about having an intimate relationship, and we was taught that it is a love relationship. It's an intimate. That's why I said impartation. Something is taking place. It's just like you are in a relationship with your spouse, or and you know, you all are going through some things, and there's a, you got to go into a courtship. So the first five components in order to stand and getting into the place, this is a part of the welcome package. This is a part of the letting you know some of the credit, some of the things that you need in order to be successful in maintaining your connection with the vine. The number one thing is that you must be connected to God. An impartation must take place. You must be into a place when Jesus knocks on that door that you're a willing participant to open the door, no matter what your situation, no matter what you have going on, no matter if your hair is all over your head, no matter if you had just been out the night before and was a drunkard, a lush all over the place, if you had been out on the street corner selling your body or been out selling drugs, the bottom line is that when he knocks on that door, you make a conscious decision that you're welcoming him in so you can have eternal life. You must maintain a connection. Secondly, is knowing who you are in God. I'm not talking about you knowing who I say God is. I'm not talking about who you said that your great-grandmama, your grandmama, your mother, and all the people are around you, how they talk about God. I'm talking about what you know about God. See, when you truly have an impartation with God, I like that word, impartation. When you truly have an impartation, him coming inside of you, then your life is never going to be the same. You may be in a place where you backslid. You may be in a place where you just out there, but I want to tell you something. That feeling, that knowing, that understanding, that longing will immediately come back to you. But then again, I'm going to take that back because it's based on to how you feel. Because the conviction will come over you and let you know that this, and you know that this is not right. You know that this, whatever, I need you to get yourself together. That's what that impartation do. It takes you to a place where that takes you back to that remembrance of that connection that you have. And then there's the feeling, that feeling when two people come together as one, that impartation, that feeling where you know without a shadow of a doubt that this person is with you and we can walk together even if we disagree, even if we have some hard times, even if we get into a place where we may have been homeless or a place of separation, but yet because of our connection to the Spirit, we can still walk together. We can still stay in that place. We could still, even though we may be distant, have a connection to the Holy Spirit because he is the person. He is the connector. Come on, somebody, say hallelujah with me. Don't let me get excited all about myself, because one thing I want to sit and tell you all, when you get into the presence, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about a temporary presence. I'm not talking about a half-hearted presence. I'm not talking about a surface presence. I'm talking about when you allow Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, to come in by force and just take over everything. You are never the same. If a person is telling you, no, she's telling a lie, you turn around and you give them a Holy Ghost slap and let them know, no, you lying. Because I know exactly what she's talking about. I done been through some things. I done been in the fire. I done been these different places. But the thing of it is, I was real back in because I had that connection, the connection of the Holy Spirit abiding in me. And then you have that place of comfort, and that's a place of peace when you are sold out and you don't want to leave God no matter what. That's when that scripture, for God I live, for God I shall die. No matter what the circumstances is, no matter what the situation, no matter how hard things are, no matter, you may be homeless, you may be clothless, you may be in a place where that you're laying on your bed of affliction, but you realize that I'm still in God. I'm still connected. He's still inside of me. No matter what it is, he's still there. I still feel his presence. I still have the knowing of who he is. I'm still connected to him. I still know who I am in him. So no matter what is going on with me on today, at this time, I'm still going to be in my safety place. I'm still going to be comfort. I'm sorry. I'm still going to be comfortable in him. Although my situation, I may have a cough that makes my stomach sometimes go into convulsions. I may walk around with a pain in my chest every day, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm still connected, so it does not matter. For God I live, and for God I die. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those people that have the exact same feelings that I have at this point. And then you have number five, a place of security, not worrying about anything. That's when you have realized that God is your Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord, my provider. He is the person that is and will and shall and must provide clothes on my body, shoes on my feet. Give me a place. Give me food to eat, even if it's not the best of food, even if it's not the food that I'm used to, but I'm still getting the nutrients and the nourishment that I need. He's going to provide a roof over your head because he is the provider. And this is, these are the five components. And if you put those components together, it takes you into what we call a love relationship. It takes you into a place where you are walking, you are getting to know this person. You trusted this person. You're believing this person. You realize that we have our difference, but without this person, I'm nothing. You realize that without this person, even though they may sometimes get on my nerves, they may sometimes be asking too much of me. They may be a little bit aggy. They may be a little bit extra. They may be in a place that they might be so silly, and I just can't get over it. But you realize that that person is there for you. And see, that's what our Father is. That's what our Father is in heaven. He is our Father in heaven, and he's going to make sure that everything is okay. And if I may, I want to go down to let's go back to the pruning. One thing about branches in our Father, when we come to him, yes, he takes us just as we are. But in order for the fruit to multiply, he has to take some things up out of us. He becomes the gardener, and he starts pruning all the ugly things that's out of us. He starts taking us to a place where he says, because like I said, we know that fruit multiplies. And in order for the fruit to multiply, we got to get rid of some things so we can start cultivating. We can get into a place of cultivating. And as God is stripping, he's pruning different things of you. What are the fruits? The fruits of the Spirit. We know that it is love. We know that it is joy. We know that it's peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We know that if we can get into a place where God starts pruning all of those other things, and as he's pruning them, he's replacing them with the things that I just called out, you know that you are going to be in a place where you multiply. You know that the scripture is not lying to you, that you will fall your fruit. You will get into a place where you can be in a place of prosperity. You can be into a place where things will get better for you. But a father who loves you and identifies some things inside of you, he would be less than a father not to prune you. Let's go to verse 5. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in them will produce much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's talk about that. Let me be real about it. So many years, I leaned on my own understanding. I had the best of everything. But you know what I did not have? Jesus Christ was not my Lord and Savior. Because one thing that we were taught, it's only two ways. You either going to, Jesus Christ is going to be your Lord and Savior. Everything else is evilness, is wickedness. So that means that I was serving Satan. Let me tell it like it is. Y'all know I'm naked and unashamed. That means that all of everything that I had going on with all of my ugly ways, lying, deceitful, cheating, doing all type of things just to stay into a place. But one thing about it, I always had to look over my back. I always had to remember what I said so I wouldn't trip up over my own lie in order to live into a place of fakeness. But on today, because I opened the door and I allowed Jesus to come in, I allowed the impartation to take place, so I entered into a personal relationship and God started pruning. And I'm not telling you that he's not still pruning, but he started pruning to get me to a place where today I can sit and tell you that he is the truth, the way, and the life, and that you need to open the door, and you need to be in a place too where we, because you're connected to him, that things, your fruits will start multiplying. It's a love thing. It's a love thing. Let me tell you something. Being connected to the vine, it ain't no ordinary love. See, it's a supernatural love. It's an undying love. It's a love that will never stop failing. Only way that it will is if you choose to abort, if you choose to jump off a strip, if you choose to sever yourself after God has already cleaned you up. And so many of us get into a place where we sever our own connection because we get caught up in lust. We get caught up in the thing wanting to know, do what the Joneses are doing. Get caught up in seeing what everybody else, oh, that person is a prophet. I want to get up and I want to tell proper lies like that person do. But what you don't know is that an impartation took place into that prophet. It wasn't to the point that that person just did it to himself. It was because God did it. It was because God placed them where they were. And this is what I'm talking about. One thing we need to understand is Jesus, he is our source. He is our power. He is our strength. And as long as we continue to seek him, spend time with him, love on him as he loved on us, worship him, consecrate ourselves, and give him thanksgiving, we will continue, we will stay into a close connection with him. This is another thing. When we allow Jesus to become, when we become connected to the vine, John 15:8 says, we will give, you give glory to my Father when you produce much fruit and therefore show that you are my disciples. You're showing that I am willing to do and speak your word. I am willing when he, I am willing to do whatever it is you will have me to do. Do I need, I will go out and I will help my church family. I will go out and I will witness to people. I will tell them the goodness of the God, of God. Do I need to go and watch the toilet stool? Do I need to go and scrub the floors? Whatever it is, I just want you to get the glory. Also in John 15:8, it says, we will bring glory to God when you become fruitful disciples of mine. My Father will be honored. How many of you are in a place where you're tired and sick and tired of being, having the stench of sin come up in the, in our Father's nose, and he's just so sick of it, and you get to a place where you've allowed the things that have already came forth to manifest in your life, and he can be honored from your actions. He can be honored. Listen, y'all, it's a love thing. I can't keep saying it. It's a love thing. As a matter of fact, that's the title. It's a love thing. That, this is the thing. When we shall ask what we will and it shall be done, if ye abide in me. Listen, listen, this is the promise. This is the promise. This, in every situation, there are some type of conditions. This is the condition. This is the promise. This is how much God loves you. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's one of the promises. That's one of them. But if you go down, where my Bible at? If you go down to verse 16, let me say this to you. the words that said read. Jesus said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. How deep is that? Because you are connected to Jesus. He didn't say he would. He said my Father. Because Jesus brought his bride, me and you, and whomever else that is willing to sit and say that they are married to Jesus, that he is connected, that you are connected to him. Once he takes you, once you get to the place, because he chose you, he chose you. You didn't choose him, he chose you. Once you get to that place and he presents you to his Father, that Father, his Father, our Father, my Father, your Father, everybody's Father. He is no respecter of persons. Once you can identify that, what does the promise say? Let me read what the promise say again. So that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. Do you know that that is so deep? If you go, it don't even have to be about you. I started this today off asking God, going before the Lord for my nephew, Mark Anthony Johnson. If I, if I ask my Father in the name of Jesus to heal my nephew, because I know that he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he is my provider, then it can be done because my trust is in him. He trusts me and I trust him. He believes me and I believe him. It's a two-way thing. I'm connected to him and he's abiding in me. There's no separation. He's already did the severance. He's already did the pruning. He's already replaced the things, the negativity, and replace it with the positivity, then why should I have a lack of faith? Why shouldn't I believe that God will do what he says that he will do? Why should not believe that God is not a man and he shall not lie? Why should I not believe that God raised Lazarus from the dead and what he did for Lazarus, he can do for Mark Anthony Johnson? See, when I read the scripture, I didn't just allow it to stay to self. I let it expound out. I'm talking about my family members. Even if I got to talk about my frenemies, I don't want to see them perish. I don't want to see them perish. Even if I got to put my pride to the side and sit and say, Lord, forgive my enemies. They may be in a place right now that they're doing bad, that they're doing this and they're doing that. But, Lord, on their behalf, I'm standing here for them, Father. They may not know or have the understanding at this point in time to say, Lord, forgive me for the things that I have done. But I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. See, that promise, it goes so far and so wide and so deep, but it is a promise. It is a promise. Being connected to the vine gives us so many benefits, so many that you cannot even sit and write them down and think about it every single day that something is happening in your life. And you may get great news. You may be in the fire. Right now, you may be in a fire that's been turned up 10 degrees hotter, but I guarantee you this, because you are connected, you will not come out with a stench. It's not saying that you won't go in there. The scripture, Isaiah says, 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes up against me shall be condemned. It didn't say that you wasn't going to go through anything. It did not say being connected to the vine that you will not go through anything. What it says is that if you ask in my name, that Jesus will be the provider. He will grant it. He will. He didn't say that it was going to happen immediately. He didn't say that it was going to happen suddenly. Because one thing about it, when you're connected to the vine, you shouldn't even be worrying about timing. What you should do is be in a place of resting, being in a place where you're sitting, not just resting where you're not trying to do anything. I'm sitting and I'm building into this. I want to go into entrepreneurship. I may want to go into college. I want to extend my degree. I may want to do something different. I might even want to build a house. I may even want to own a fleet of trucks, whatever it shall be. You can get it done. Because you're connected. It doesn't mean to sit on your couch and get on your phone and get into a gossiping spirit. It's telling you to be into a where you're looking with an expectation. Because I'm connected to this vine that anything on today may happen. I'm at a place to expect. There are all types of different things. You may even have to expect the unexpected. My sister told me that yesterday, to expect the unexpected. And this morning I woke up with the unexpected, but let me tell you all something before I turn it back over to Apostle Temple. I am connected to the vine. Let me introduce myself, Shanitha LaWanda, Evangelist Shanitha LaWanda Townsend Ponton is connected to the vine. And because I'm connected to the vine, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I cannot be anxious. I don't have to be anxious about anything. But what I do need to do is give thanksgiving and praise for all things. What I do need to do sometimes is turn my plate over. What I do need to do is sometimes go into my prayer room with my prayer shawl that was gifted to me and wrap myself up in the presence of the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost to arrest me and arrest me and hold me hostage until he sets me free, and not worry about the different things that's going on around me because I'm connected to the vine. That means that my Father is dealing with everything, even the things that I don't know of. He's dealing with it. Even the things that come my way that I don't even know that they're coming, I don't have to worry about it because you know what? My Father, I'm connected. And that whatever I ask when the situation comes, and I ask him, it's going to be taken care of. It may linger for a while, but guess what? I'm like Habakkuk. I will patiently await. And then I'm like the Hebrew boys. No matter what the situation is, I'm not going to fold to it. Because even no matter what it is, at the end of the day, my Father was all up in it. My Father who I cherish. My Father that who I praise. My Father that I believe in and I trust in will be my deliverer. And Lord, if he don't deliver me here on earth, you can bet and trust and believe that I will be there in heaven. I'm telling you on today, I decree and declare on today, those of you that are in a wavery position, those of you that want to sit and keep playing with your lives, because that's what you're doing, if I may tell you. It doesn't matter if you get offended on today. Offend who? Who are you offending? You're just offending the Satan that may be living inside of you. But those of you that want to keep playing with your life and hear Jesus knocking on the door and you choose to sit and be into a place where you don't want to answer him because you still want to club. You still want to go out and have your little extramarital affairs. You still want to go out and wear your booty shorts. You still want to go out and smoke weed, snort cocaine, do whatever it is that you want to do. I'm letting you know, tomorrow is not promised. Nobody knows the day nor the hour, not even the angels. So I want to sit and tell you today, as Jesus knocks on that door, you better get yourself into a place by going into a true repentance, asking God, confessing your sins, asking God to forgive you so you can have eternal life where you can be connected to the vine. And when the trials and tribulations of life come your way, they'll hit you just a little bit easier. They will knock you down, but you will have the tenacity, the endurance, the strength. Because why? Jesus is your strength. He is your power, and he will be the one to pull you back up because he is abiding in you. Ask yourself this morning, ask yourself, where am I? If Jesus Is Jesus knocking on my door and I'm ignoring him because I'm in a comfortable place, because I'm stagnated? Is Jesus knocking on my door and I don't hear it because I'm not in a personal relationship with him? Is Jesus knocking on my door because my ear gates are so busy listening to the wrong thing? Is Jesus knocking on my door because I'm so busy in life I don't take time to understand and recognize who he is? I don't hear his knock. When the police come and knock on your door, everybody jumps because they got that police knock. Well, I want to tell you now, this is a 911. So the knock that Jesus is knocking on the door associated with the police call. And get yourself together and let him know, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I have read over the conditions, and I understand the condition, and I understand the promises, and I'm ready. So I'm surrendering all. Arrest me right now in the name of Jesus, and allow me to be. Thank you for connecting me to the vine in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you all something. I didn't expect to get a call about my nephew. They actually see secrets in people. You have people that don't believe and trust in the powers of the Lord. They don't believe that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, because they setting they're worshiping another God. But the people that you can call on, that you know are going to go into intercessory, that's standing on the wall, that can make a difference, that can go into the Lord because they're connected to the Lord, that can throw up some prayers, that can turn their plate over, that can go into a place when people calling them, you let them know, I can't answer you. I got an assignment for me for right now. I got to stay on the wall because I got a situation going on. They don't believe in that. Because, see, they don't know who Jesus is because they didn't have a real impartation. I don't know if you fit into that group, but I'm telling you on today, today is the day. You don't have to do it publicly. Go in your silent place. Sit on your couch. If you're riding in your car, ride in your car. But let him know today is the day that I want to be connected to the vine. Back over to you, Apostle Temple.
God bless you. God bless you all. Listen, it's all about that connection. It's all about that connection. And I'm telling you right now, and you know, and like Evangelist was sharing, you know, the different connections pertaining to connecting to the vine, staying connected to the Lord and different things like that. And you better be careful who and what you connect to, because who and what, amen, will, you know, what you connect to is also is a supply line. It's a supply line for your nutrients. It's a supply line, you know, just like a flower or just like a tree, amen. Once they are connected to the soil or connected in that ground, amen, the roots are in deep, it becomes their supply line. They begin to draw from the nutrients and draw different things for the ground, amen. And if they are not in the right soil, or that soil cannot offer them what they need, they'll begin to what? To die. Their growth will not become mature. It will not be proper. So you got to be careful in different things and what you connected to and how you connected, but you have to be connected. Now, she said something that I love pertaining to a nephew. And I'm going to send prayers up, and I'm going to pray for my nephew. Now, one thing that I know, and this is what I try to tell a lot of people, make sure your relationship with God is intact. Why? Because you could go before somebody else. Release a petition before God on your behalf or them. Y'all hear me? On your behalf, because it's a petition that you want. For who? For them. God could bless, God could grant it, God could that situation, no matter who they are, no matter what life they have or whatever, because it's your, on your behalf. That's why it's so much benefits, amen, to where when you begin to walk with God and you begin to have a relationship with God and begin to trust. Let's be connected to the vine, thanks to God. Let's understand at the end of the day, it's your relationship. Don't play games with your relationship, because at the end of the day, you can put on a front with other people, but once you go behind God's doors, God knows who you really are. And at the end of the day, you know, it will not win. You will not manifest, regardless of who you trying to fool, who you trying to put on, who you trying to straight up in front. At the end of the day, God knows who you are. Amen? So let's go ahead and quit that for you to live a righteous, blessed life, a life that is fulfilling to the Lord. And we just want to thank you all again. Listen, First Lady got some, want to redo some announcements. Amen. Let's give an opportunity to do so before we get back into it. So remember, being connected to the right mind is the right thing to do. And when you connect it, stop. Don't use your mind to God, you know, no, this ain't it for me. Man, that's God. God, is it the place you want me, or this is the connection? And always remember, He's going to give you what you need. It ain't about what you want. Oh, I want somebody to act like this with me. I want somebody to say this. I just don't like how they. It's what you need. It ain't about what you want. That's something that God's going to fulfill with you. But the needs going to be met. I will supply every man according to their needs.
Amen. Again, ADM, thank you for receiving me again. You all know that I always want to do everything in excellence. And I want to confess, I couldn't find my notes this morning, so I was a little stumbling. But I just wanted to make sure that we properly acknowledge the birthdays for this week again. Deacon Joe Jackson, his birthday is October the 4th. Mother Joanne Weems, October the 7th. And Samaria Booker, October the 8th. Quana Deer, October the 9th. And again, you all, it does matter that you were born, and we're so excited and we're so thankful. Continue to live, because you will live and not die. And again, for the anniversaries, in Flavor Barbecue, I even forgot that. I just want to acknowledge that entire team. I've seen them just grow as a family to provide quality, excellent products for the Rockdale County, Minister Shakrita, Brother Ron, Adrian, Shannon, and everybody. Shannon was a part starting out, but just wanted to just celebrate you all. It is just such a blessing when I'm able to work there and just be amongst you all with a spirit of excellence. And again, happy anniversary to little Debbie. I did forget our very Deacon Bully, who was there from Shannon, and then also Ron, Brother Ron and Adrian, who helped out a lot and still are there at any point. So I just wanted to make sure that I was in order, and I didn't want to just do things haphazard. That's not what we're all about. So again, continue to stay perfect, govern yourselves accordingly. Have a fabulous Sunday. We love you so much, and we are so thankful that you all took the time out to worship with us on this day. I'm going to back over to Apostle.
Amen, you all. We just want to bless y'all once again. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Amen. Do something with the family. Go and get you a balloon and some cotton candy and walk around and get a smile on your face. Amen. And we want to just get a smile on your face. Amen. We just want to thank God for you all once again. And we want to say, you know, we love you all. And at the end of the day, peace, we out. We'll see you later. Amen. God bless all of you.
only do it, I know it, I almost blow it, but he got me through it. His love, his grace and mercy. At one time the devil cursed me, I was running off in my mess, but the Lord, he came and saved me like a damsel in distress. Yeah, now we are living and now we are giving. Blessings are piled to the ceiling, anointed my head with oil. Now look at my cup, it is spilling. My sins, he picked up the billing. He got all my enemies chilling. He made a way, I won't forget the feeling. I'll do whatever, just ask me, I'm willing. Willing, 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 willing.